This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to Greco. It's John Greco, former Browns lineman, always a good guy, and current Browns analyst. He joins us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. John, how the hell are you?
I'm better now that I heard that rant from Perrysburg. That was amazing.
That's pretty nuts, huh?
That was good. I enjoyed that. I needed that this morning.
I'm looking for bright spots here. I'm going to get to the fan stuff here in a second because you're a former player, obviously. That's part of the reason we bring you on. Could this make the offensive line look better now that, hey, you're going to have Jameis back there, it seems. I don't know what's going to – I mean, Bailey Zappi's the stand-in-the-pocket-and-deliver guy. Dorian, I'm not sure how this is going to work with his finger. We'll find out. But, like, if Jameis stands in the pocket, could just knowing where this guy's going to be make it a little bit easier on this offensive line that has been under duress for 3 months?
I don't know, Ken.
Oh,
because
boy.
When we were talking about Deshaun and the events leading up to this moment where we're at now, every week I'd come on your show and I'd tell you, Deshaun could do some things better, but there's a lot of times where it's not blocked up. And we talked about the team needing a spark, and maybe this is it. Maybe the change will ignite a fire in that room. Because I'm still seeing some of the things that are causing them to fall short as a unit. So with Jameis back there, we'll assume that DTR's finger is going to be screwed up and he's going to be sidelined. It's going to be Jameis. The offensive line has to do a lot of little things better. And I feel like a broken record. I've said that. But, I saw it last week. They're doing a five-man protection. The most dangerous four come, and they leave a guy scot-free. They leave a great defensive end scot-free, and he absolutely cleats DTR. Those are things that, you work on in the spring. I mean, like in the classroom. It's like, hey, look, five-man protection, take the most dangerous four. And I just don't know if there's a communication issue or what's happening. Because I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, guys don't care. I don't think that's true. But when you look at the product out there, I'm going to guess that it's just like either the guys aren't prepared, some of the guys aren't prepared, or there's a communication problem, and they're not seeing looks that are showing up on film, and they're not communicating them properly or anticipating them and putting themselves in the best situation. So, Ken, I hope that it looks different. I mean, my God, it has to, or we're going to be signing more guys off teams' practice squads. But Jameis is in there. We'll see what a week of preparation and game plan for him looks like. Like I said, I've been on teams where you're making changes and then the offensive line room has got – it kind of looks yourself in the mirror and you're like, we got to be better. I mean, we have to do things better. This is on us. They don't make quarterback changes, because we're playing outstanding. Yes, the quarterback, wasn't playing up to speed, but it starts with us. And that's got to be their mindset. And I think it will. And we'll see what it looks like, on Monday when we break everything down.
All right, John, what I do not understand is how they go from looking like one of the most professional offenses ever those last 5 weeks, whatever, in December last year, And then they come back this year. They can't even line up. It seems like every time they gain anything more than 4 yards, it ends up being illegal procedure. Guys are lined up wrong. We even laughed yesterday about how on Sunday you had an offsides and the fans cheered. And then they said on the offense. How did this happen considering how great it all looked last year?
Anthony, I think it's just attention to detail and lack of focus and communication. I mean, I hate to dumb it down to that, but that's what it is. I mean, I don't see other teams making these elementary mistakes week in and week out. And it's like before the game even begins, you can just chalk up 30 yards of penalties on the offense for pre-snap penalties and alignment issues. There's always going to be holdings. There's always going to be aggressive penalties. And coaches would always say, at least throughout my career, that you know they can live with those aggressive penalties because you're in the heat of the battle. Sometimes things happen. But, I mean, my God, you know, we're down near the goal line. We can't get lined up or you're flinching, jumping off sides. And I just think it's a focus thing. And either they're not – that isn't a point of emphasis at practice or in the building, or it's just been something that's been allowed to – slip throughout the year and it's not getting addressed. Now, I don't know what you do. I don't know what the answer is. It's like, if my kid keeps making the same mistake, I can take away his iPad. I can do this. What do you do for these guys? You can't put them in timeout. They just have to do it. It's got to come from each individual guy and say, hey, look, know the snap count, focus, dial in, get lined up, be on sides, line upright, look at the formation, study the playbook. Like I said, I hate to sound so elementary, but that's what it is. They're making those mistakes. So, yeah, Anthony, I don't know what it is. I you know, everything was, you know, looking so positive. I don't want to say looking so positive. They weren't making these mistakes last year, to your point. Now, all of a sudden, they can't, you know, they're getting beat. They're losing some of the physical battles and making some of the physical mistakes. And then compiling on top of all that are all these mental errors, missed assignments, procedural penalties. It's frustrating, and I don't know where I don't know other than, you know, coaching or looking at individual players and just being having a lack of focus. I don't know what else to call it.
Does Kevin look desperate on the sidelines?
You know, I could say like desperate slash kind of frustrated because, you know, I hear he's very calculated in his responses, especially in the media. He says the right things. I don't want to see it seem scripted, but he's very calculated. He's a smart guy with what he's saying and delivering to the media. And look, they practice, they meet all day. It's like the message is, hey, look, let's stop shooting ourselves in the foot. Let's not do this. And it's still happening. So why that's happening, I don't know. That's one of life's greatest mysteries. And I've been a part of teams that it keeps happening. And you're just like, my God, why is this happening? Just line up. Line up. Do, you know, take care of your business. But, yeah, I see him on the sidelines. And I think frustration is starting to weigh heavily on his shoulders because, you know, I've seen this before with offensive head coaches, especially now where it's like, you know, we've talked about kind of this hybrid offense they're running. We don't know if it's Dorsey, it's him, it's, well, you know, we got to do Deshaun stuff. Now you got to feature Nick Chubb and get him back into the fray. Oh, and oh, by the way, we got to get David Njoku the ball. And oh, by the way, we got to give our offensive line some extra help. So, I mean, that's his job. That's what he signed up for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what NFL head coaches do. But, yeah, he looks a little frustrated because, guys, during the week, they are repping this stuff. They are practicing it. And if it does not look good in practice, they cross it off his Big Denny's menu card going into the weekend. Trust me. If it doesn't look good at practice, it doesn't make it to the game. So the fact that it's getting to the game and they're running it in the game means that they're executing things at practice, but they're just not, you know, carrying that success over to the game. And that's why he's looking so frustrated and on the sidelines. And I don't know if, like, not defeated, but I just think the season is starting to wear on him because he's like, you know, where do we go from here?
John Greco with us on the hotline. Nick Chubb, it was 11 rushes, 22 yards. He did get into the end zone, which was awesome. But overall, is this just a matter of him working his way back into things, or is this going to be the expectation maybe that it's something different from this point forward?
You know, we're at the point in the season where they're going to be cautious with him. He's a machine. I mean, he's able to come back from that injury. At least to me, it doesn't look like he's lost a step. Now, you know, he's not getting 25, 30 carries a game, and I don't think we're going to see that, especially if they continue to lose. I mean, they're not going to trot him out and just have him, you know, rushing the ball 30 times. But I was pleasantly surprised, encouraged, I should say, by what I saw out of him. And it looked like they were blocking things up, and he provided a spark. He sure as hell did for the fan base. I mean, everybody was so excited. He released a statement and did the theatrics of that, and that's great. That's what everybody needs right now. But I just don't think he can carry this team on his back alone. I just think that they need some other help, and offensively they need to find, another weapon and two more weapons and do things a little bit better on offense to help him, because I think it's unrealistic for us to sit here and think that he's going to save the season by himself. If they get better quarterback play, if the offensive line steps up a little bit better, and we find Jerry Jeudy, David Njoku, some of the other guys, if things start to get rolling, then yeah, I think that you'll see more of Nick Chubb. But I was encouraged. It was great to see him score, and it looks like his knee is better. But they're not going to push it. They're going to be really, really cautious about things.
Somebody asked me on Twitter, let me ask you this. Is it as easy to say as Bill Callahan isn't walking through that door? Because we hear that he had so much more to do than just the offensive line. Run game things, a lot of stuff with the concepts of the offense that maybe we didn't necessarily talk about very much while he was here.
Yeah, I don't think that's the only reason, but that's a big part of it. And you know, look, the three of us talked at the beginning of the season and off season, you know, what's that going to look like? And no one really knew, unless you're in those meeting rooms, wondering what he's doing. Is he building the protections? Is he working with the running backs, working with the tight ends, sitting in the quarterback room? I've had years where I've played where it is so involved and you're with everybody and you're like, man, this feels good. This feels like we're all on the same page because everybody's involved in pass protection. And then there's years it's like, man, this is weird. There's only four of us in this meeting room on Friday night or Friday afternoon watching this blitz cut up with one quarterback. So it just, you know, it's all about what guys are willing to do in the room extra. But I think it's obvious that the Bill Callahan had his hands on more of things than not. And they're trying to navigate without him right now. So I don't know if it's kind of a, you know, split responsibilities to where, you know, hey, offensive line, you just do the pass protections. Ken Dorsey, you're going to be the run game coordinator. We don't know what that looks like, because all we have to go off of what Coach Stefanski is telling us in the media. So, yeah, I don't want to say, oh, that's it. That's the only reason why they're bad. But I think that has a lot to do with it right now, guys, because it looks so different without him.
John, finally, was it a dark day for Cleveland sports fans on Sunday that there were boos before the game, and then some said there were a mixture of cheers and boos for an injured quarterback?
Yeah, you know, Anthony, that's it's tough. I would never wish injury upon a guy, and I know it wasn't the entire stadium. It was a small percentage of bad eggs that was doing it, and you know, maybe they have regrets on doing it. And at some point, you have to realize it's a game, it's a team, and it's like, you know, is it really worth that? Like, cheering for a guy, and maybe after the game they're like, that was I shouldn't have done that. Maybe they have a little bit of regret from doing that, and then maybe not, and that's on them. That's fine. They pay to go to the game. They could boo, they could cheer. This isn't a moral thing here where we're like, well, they're not going to be allowed to, you know, come back to the games. That's on them. They can choose whether they boo or cheer. I don't want to sit here and say, like, when I heard it, I was throwing things at the TV, or I'm like, oh, the Browns fans are terrible. Because it wasn't the whole stadium, and it's a smaller percentage of the fans.
But you know what? Yeah. This is something here, John, because, again, I've never been a player, obviously, at least to that level, right?
Yeah.
Like, me as a fan, what I can't stand is, well, now all Browns fans are Tret. No, they're not.
No.
But there's also the prevailing thought to some people, to again, a minority, like, they are obviously uncomfortable with what he's been accused of. They don't like him because of what he's been accused of. They think that it's right to boo him because of what he's been accused of. And I go, well, you can feel how you feel. But at the same time, I'm not going to throw dirt on my own name and my own face just because I might not like him. Like, I don't think that two wrongs necessarily make a right in this case, John. Like, that's the whole point of it. But for you, like, let me ask you this real quick, and then we got to go. But I got to get this in. Like, is it to the point to players where it's just like, hey, you know what? Cities are kind of cities, and there's not much of a difference anymore between fan bases. It is kind of an us versus them mentality.
I don't think so. I think when you're faced with adversity like this team is right now, when the team does something right, the fans are still going to cheer. When they don't, when they're not playing well and there's a bad product, fans are going to boo. Miles Garrett understands that. Joel Bitonio understands that. The veterans understand that, and they know, and they're still going to show up and show out. You know, to your point, the entire Browns fan base, they're not bad people. They're going to boo because they're frustrated, because they've been frustrated for a long time, and they deserve to do that. But, you know, booing injuries, I don't think there's any place for it, whether you like the guy or not. Seeing someone go down with an Achilles like that, I just didn't think it was very classy to do. But I think they're going to turn the page, and it's going to happen fast. There's going to be some more boos throughout the year, and there's going to be some more cheers. Deshaun Watson's done for the year. We'll see what happens moving forward next year, and there's plenty of time for us to talk about that. But for right now, it's going to be Jameis. The fans are going to cheer. The fans are going to boo. And life's going to go on, and that's kind of my thoughts on it.
If I could turn my mic on. John, thank you very much for the time. All the best.
Guys, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.